and this woman is just saying one terrifying traumatic event after another. She proceeds to then take a breath and say, and this is where it goes downhill. We looked at one another like, are you kidding me? You've been through all this, how can it get worse? Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing much better than what I am. I'm deliriously sick, and I mean that in the most literal sense of the word, because I am not sure what day it is. The time is flying and I'm just ill, and I get stupid when I get sick, and I mean that genuinely. Like, people talk to me and I'm just like, excuse me? Or I'm slurring my words. It is not a good day or week, but I'm getting better. I'm definitely on the upswing, and by the time this episode goes live, I will hopefully be much, much better. So that's where I am right now. As I said, I've been trying to record these episodes in advance, so that's what I'm doing. So I'm not going to give you all my secrets, but I am recording this in advance, so apologies for any weirdness in the audio or my voice. But today's episode is the annual National Women's Day episode, and this year we actually did something ahead of schedule, as usual, or rather unusual for me. But we went to a Women's Day celebration at a church that my brother's girlfriend attends. They have a hall on the premises, and we went there on Saturday last week. And it was like from the afternoon till early evening. So we were there from about 3 o'clock until just before 6. So it was about a 3-hour event. There was music, there was guest speakers, there was lunch. Ooh, the lunch was so good. But let me take it from the top. So every year we always try and go to a women's event. And when I was in university, it was the Pennies for Princesses event we used to go to. The money was donated to a different charity every year. It got better every year. There was goodie bags. It was a whole thing. And then that stopped happening. And then we would just make sure we got out for the day. And then COVID hit. So everything just went crazy. And now that we're back on schedule, I can't remember what we did last year. Like I said, I'm just trying to get through this episode without dying or losing my voice. But yeah, I will link last year's Women's Day episode so you can listen to that. And then this year we went to this Women's Day lunch celebration thing. So we went to the church, well, the hall of the church. We walked in, there was drinks on the table. I didn't know you could bring your own drinks, but apparently people always do, so lesson learned. But there was like appetizer, there was juice, and then there was water on the table, and then there was a bottle of J.C. LaRue champagne, which was awesome. My brother took us there and then fetched us again, but we did not need to like worry about drinking, so that was nice. There was that option. The snacks when we arrived were samosas, cheese, crackers, salami rounds, whatever those are called, pretzels. Those types of like light snacks. There was some fruit as well. Oh, and then like dip, cucumbers, sticks and stuff, and then dip. We had a guest speaker. I personally feel she should have come with like a trigger warning, because she was not the most fortunate human being in life. Her testimony, because that's what it felt like, was just her life story and then what she does now, and her faith helped her overcome these things. And I kid you not, this woman spoke about one trauma after another. Me and my brother's girlfriend, she was looking at me and I was looking at her, and we were side-eyeing one another like, okay, this is hectic. This should have come with a trigger warning, but we're listening. And this woman is just saying one terrifying traumatic event after another. She proceeds to then take a breath and say, and this is where it goes downhill. We looked at one another like, are you kidding me? You've been through all this, how can it get worse? It got worse. It got so much worse. I'm not going to repeat that because I don't want to traumatize anyone. But wow, I was shook. But yeah, that was just starting the event off, and then it went better from there. So she spoke, and then we had a performance by Celeste, I think her name is. She was on The Voice, if I'm not mistaken. She was runner-up. I don't know. I don't watch these competition shows anymore. I've kind of fallen off the wagon there. So she sang first. Then there was a group from the church that performed. They were incredible. And then we had drag queens perform. They were so good. They were all over the stage. They came off the stage into the crowd. She went back up on stage. It was insane. And two of them are on the drag queen show that is on Showmax? Showmax. Yes, Showmax. So definitely go check that out. But wow, I was so impressed. Yeah, and that was for a charity, so the tickets were 200 bucks, but it was absolutely stunning. And in between the singers, so we had the lady that spoke, then we had one singer, we had the group singing, then we had lunch. So we were given butter chicken curry for lunch. Oh, it was so stunning. It was so good, and I wore a white shirt and I messed on it, but it didn't stain too bad, so I'm just like, yes. It was delicious. Then we had the one drag queen perform. They brought out little cupcakes, and then the other drag queen performed, and then they were done. So it was so fun. It was so good. And I liked that it was last week and not this weekend, because today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday when this goes live, because yay, I'm ahead of schedule. It will be the weekend coming up. That is a long weekend, because Friday is the public holiday, which is Women's Day. And that is a nightmare, because people go away for the weekend. So either you leave like Thursday, or you leave early Friday and you go on for the weekend, and it's a nightmare traveling, going somewhere, coming from somewhere, wanting to do something, or even just having an event like this, because people are like, no, 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 I'm gone for the weekend, I can't come support you. That's unfortunate. So having it last week, I think, was a genius idea, and we did raise a lot of money. So yay. I'm not sure exactly where the money went, but I think it was maybe for the guest speaker's charities, because she does a whole bunch of things like soup kitchens, helping women, all sorts of stuff. It's just a lot. So yeah, that was really good. So yes, Women's Day, I think, is such a good thing to celebrate, because I know the International Women's Day is in March, I don't know, somewhere there, but National Women's Day is a public holiday. Women are celebrated, and just have such a strong community for one another. I mean, August in South Africa is Women's Month, so there's a public holiday, but yeah, we also celebrate it for the entire month, which is nice. And I think that having these kinds of things is always a good idea, especially because it brings awareness to a lot of the issues that are plaguing women, because yes, there are things that affect men as well, but maybe not the majority of that issues, like GBV. Yes, it's gender-based violence, but the majority is towards women and children and female children. So like, there is that distinction to be made. I'm not gonna pull statistics. I know I've done that in the past, but I don't have the brain capacity for stats today, so I'm not gonna pull those numbers out of the internet. I will, however, pull a fact about the song of the week, because I found it very fascinating when I was looking for the song to link, and I'm just like, why can't I figure out which name is the one that owns the song? So I googled it, and this week's song of the week, which I think is going to be the annual one, is I'm Every Woman. Now, you're going to think, is it Chaka Khan? Is it Whitney Houston? And actually, either way, you're right, because yes, Chaka Khan, and let me get the dates. Chaka Khan originally released the song in September of 1978. But, fun fact, as a teenager, Whitney Houston did backup vocals for Chaka Khan on I'm Every Woman, which she went on to make a hit of it on her own in 1992, when Whitney sang it. Fun fact, both Chaka Khan and Whitney sang it. However, Whitney did backup vocals on the original for Chaka Khan. So, yay! I also have recently watched the Tiny Desk performance of Chaka Khan, and I'm sorry to say I was disappointed with it. I watched Flo Milli's one, and I was so impressed with the vocals, the backups, everything. And when Chaka Khan sang her Tiny Desk performance, I was just like, I'd rather listen to an album or Spotify or something. It's just not giving her. Like, I think she's tired. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I was disappointed. So I'm going to leave links for Chaka Khan's version of the song, Whitney's version of the song, and Chaka Khan's Tiny Desk performance. Go give it a listen, even if you just have it on in the background. You'll hear what I mean when I say I was disappointed with how she performed it there. Like I said, I think she's just tired. But anyway, that is my spiel. That is my two cents. And yeah, thank you for listening and taking your time to do so. I wish you the happiest of National Women's Days. Am I making sense? Am I sick? I hope both answers are yeses. And I would hope that you keep being a better being. And I'll see you in next week's episode, where I'm hopefully not as delirious. So, yeah. Love you. Bye.